to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour, we'll be playing some bluegrass music, which I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. But it's also a special day because I have in the studio with me Sam Trenwith, and that's my second son, Sam, and he's a leader of the family group that we have called the Trenwiths. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass, Sam.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be interesting interviewing you. I don't think I've ever interviewed you before.
No, I think we've chatted in the practice room about different music and then and throughout our lives, but it's good to be making it official.
Yeah, yeah, and I might find out all sorts of things that I didn't know.
Yeah. I'll be talking seriously now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. This is a tune called Back Porch Bluegrass that Mum and I did way back in the day,
yep.
I don't know if you've ever heard us play this one before,
but
we'll get on with that. We might hear out the rest of the banjo tune, and then we are going to play some bluegrass music from Brothers, just because you are on here and you play music with Tim and with me. All the other music that I've selected is by brother bands, and first up, we're going to have the Stanley Brothers. Why wouldn't you? You know, they're just a great band. And this is from way back in the 1949-52 period on the Columba Records. And it's a song that I reckon you've never heard, but you'll enjoy. It's one called Hey, Hey, Hey.
I saw you last night in my dreams, love. I woke as the clock was striking four, but I didn't think that I'd meet you. And now as you walk through the door, come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Before me, I wonder if I'd ever get you off of my mind. And the tears filled my eyes when you vanished with your golden curls that hung down behind. Come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say I love you, sweetheart, I love you. Hey, hey, come back to me in my dreams, love, some dark night when I'm here all alone. Would you tell me, sweetheart, that you love me some dark night when I'm here all alone? Come sit here with me, little darling, and allow me to say I love you, sweetheart, I love you.
Oh, well, that's a great song. Hope you enjoyed that one, Sam.
I did. It's good. Yeah, yeah, it was awesome. Good harmonies.
They were probably about, you know, in their early 20s when they did that sort of sound, you know, youthful exuberance. And I love a song that's got the last line, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it sounds good. Here's another brother duet that I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy from Nova Scotia in Canada, the Spinney Brothers, Alan Spinney on guitar and Rick Spinney on banjo. And here's a song that you will recognize. It's one called Let the Light Shine Down.
I wanna do what's right, so I need God's light shining down on me so I can see. I must learn his way so I'll never stray. Let the light shine down on me. Let the light shine down, let the light shine down, let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn, there's a bridge that I must burn. Let the light shine down on me. Those who follow him, eternal life showing, he died to set us free. If you trust and believe, his message you'll receive. Let the light shine down on me. Let the light shine down, let the light shine down, let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn, there's a bridge that I must burn. Let the light shine down on me. Say that there'll come a day when you'll cry for the rocks to fall. The world's in darkness now, some the light somehow. Let the light shine down on us all. Let the light shine down, let the light shine down, let the light shine down so I can see. There's a lesson I must learn, there's a bridge that I must burn. Let the light shine down on me.
Well, you've heard that song before, Sam, and we've actually played that.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's the fast version.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot faster than we do it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure why we do it any slower than that. I think it's probably because I'm getting old. Yeah. Okay, now come up a little bit closer to the mic and tell us about yourself. This is radio, remember? No one knows what you look like. How old are you?
I'm early 40s, and I'm getting a little bit grey in my sideburns and in my beard.
Yeah, you got a family?
Got a family. I've got 4 kids, 2 boys and 2 girls that are all musical. And in fact, now I'm starting to be the roadie for my 15-year-old teenager's band, and, which I love, actually, because I've been the one on the stage for years, and now here I am helping someone else to find their dream, which is cool. But I guess,
yeah, and your wife Kim works to support your interest in music.
She's the one that probably keeps the money rolling in more than anyone. being an emergency nurse.
Yeah, wow, what a job!
And she looks after all of us. Yep,
that's good. Yeah, taking your kids around to music events is interesting. I seem to recall doing a little bit of that in the old days. Gentle jazz, remember jazz? You were a saxophone player then, weren't you?
Yeah.
You've always played music. We went to a very musical church, and there was always instruments around home, but you often took a different route. While we had guitars and banjos and mandolins and fiddles lying around, I recall you played saxophones and drums and things.
Yeah, so I guess because guitars and fiddles and banjos were always around home, so probably when I saw something different, I was like, whoa, what is that thing? And was interested in that particular new thing, because there was always going to be guitars and ukuleles and everything at home. So I think I was just interested in playing as much music as I could right from an early age.
Yeah, we used to take our families to the gospel gigs that we did. Colleen and I would be up on stage playing. We'd have 4 boys, little blonde-haired boys, sitting in the front row, and we'd do the parental glare at them, you know.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I think I do that on my kids now. You don't even need to say anything. It's all in your eyes.
Yeah, right. Yes, well, we used to do that. So I guess music became part of your life very early on.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Yeah. What other things did you do? Because it's hard to go straight from school into playing music.
I was always interested in making things, and I mean, we probably learnt that from you, having a big shed with all the tools that you ever need. So we would be, you know, we would head into the shed and make something. I made my own guitar case when I was about 15, and I've still got that same guitar case now. And so I left school and got into woodwork and making furniture, but then pretty soon after, I think 5 or 7 years, got into music teaching.
Yes.
Which is something I kind of fell into and felt very natural doing that, because all I was doing was imparting the years of knowledge that I had grown up with. So, and I'm still doing that now about 15 years later and still like it.
Yeah, you still love it. You are very good at encouraging others to play. I've always noticed that.
Yeah, Yeah, I think that's my approach. I draw a lot on what I had grown as I was growing up, which was the fun of music, rather than thinking that you have to learn a particular way and you have to learn a particular song until it's immaculate. It was more about learning how to play chords and learning how to play so you could have fun. And it was a really social thing. That's how it was in our family. And so that's what I'm trying to impart. And it seems to really work because kids end up loving playing music.
Yeah,
rather than great. It being another chore, just like their homework.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, well, I'd agree with that. Well, as part of this interview, I'll be playing tracks from our CD, The Treadwiths, and we call it Banjoing Along after one of the songs that we got to play. But you've played all sorts of music, some of which we'll get into talk about. But this CD, I'm not sure when we started playing together as a trio. You'd been doing songwriting and we decided that you'd always played music with the next brother, Tim, who's a couple of years younger than you, but yep. I'm not quite sure when you said, hey, Dad, come and play some banjo with us.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, we did it right from a very early age. It was something that we kind of had to do. Well, you know, we all played music in our family. And then through high school, I journeyed through jazz and funk and rock and roll and Jimi Hendrix sounding music and all of that. And then in the meantime was writing acoustic kind of songs, which is more something you do in your bedroom. But having a brother that plays and sings along to everything means that you suddenly have two harmonies. You've got an acoustic guitar and a bass, and that really lends itself. And then with a childhood that was full of bluegrass music, suddenly the bluegrassy, I guess, folky songs were just coming out. And then they really needed a banjo to chip along as well, so we needed some banjoing along.
Well, I'm going to pick a song out of here, and we'll have Hey Kid.
Okay,
we'll play this track, Hey Kid, and do you want to say something about this track?
Yeah, I wrote this as I started having kids of my own, and as they started being interested in stuff like, you know, skateboarding and running around and trampolining and all of these things, I just imagined the future where they would be suddenly off and leaving home, and I wanted to write this song saying, I'll always be there for you.
Life ain't always what it seems.
That's Hey Kid, and I love that song. We'll have to include that in our performances
again. We should.
Yeah. One of the things that happens playing with the Trentworths, and this is really your big influence on it, is that we play for what I would call non-bluegrass audiences.
Yeah.
And particularly for your involvement in Christian youth affairs and things like that. Yeah. We've played at the Festival One, which is in January, just out at a place called Mystery Creek, and there's about 5,000 to 10,000 teenagers out there, and we always get to play some music there. And then just at Easter time, we played at Easter Camp, and that was a real experience where the Trentworths were supplemented, but we played for what, 3,000, 2,000?
I think so.
Big crowd of teenagers who danced and hung on every note, and they just played through. And I just think, well, there's 3,000 people who we sort of call it bluegrass music, and you and I both know that it's on the periphery of bluegrass music. It's got banjo and it's got songs that really work for bluegrass music. We've got a kick drum, which you play most of the time, while at the same time as you're playing guitar and singing lead. And we're meeting a whole new audience. Is that intentional?
I guess through all of the music that I've played, I know I've learnt how to entertain a big audience, and that is, I guess, by playing songs that they recognise and that they love and that they can sing along with. Having a sing-along is something good. Everyone, I think inside, everyone wants to sing along, whether they can be heard or not. So if you can find songs that they want to sing along to, you are going to definitely have a good kind of party or a good concert. And then it's not hard to turn it into the style of bluegrass music, which is kind of with a boom chick guitar and the right bass notes, and I guess kind of moulding the bluegrass style to suit the songs that people know and love to sing. It's a funny combination, because it's not real bluegrass music, but it's adding the bluegrass style to popular songs, which works in a way that it means that we're going to get gigs everywhere, and we could play to audiences of any style, whether they are bluegrass fans or not, because we're playing our style on top of songs that people already know. And it's an interesting combination. We're breaking a bit of new ground, I think.
Oh, definitely broken new ground. It's interesting, back in the 1960s, the 50s and 60s, there was a great band called Flat and Scruggs, Lester Flat, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. And they went through from playing some absolute classic bluegrass to playing sort of more popular folk songs of the day, but their heart wasn't in it. And then the tragedy happened, they split up, which to bluegrass fans, we thought, oh no, you know, that's terrible. What Earl Scruggs did was precisely what I've done, is gone off and played music with his sons, who took a new approach to music, and they just sort of played country music, really, with electric bass and drums and keyboards and all sorts of other things, and had him sitting it on banjo, and he was playing all sorts of things, and they trebled their audience size, even though bluegrass people think it was sacrilege. They went and played to audiences many thousands more than what they were playing to bluegrass. And I'm thinking, I'm doing what Earl Scruggs did a long time ago. Playing music with your family is such good fun, as well as having someone to drive and carry the gear. You know, it's really it's really good. I'm really enjoying the way that we're getting a bluegrassy sound out to so many people. You sing with your brother, Tim. All your life you've probably sung. When did you find out you could do good harmonies?
Yeah, I guess in the teenage years, when suddenly we started this rock band. It was funny, because I started off singing in this rock band, and my mate said, oh, you're not a very good singer. So they dragged in my little brother, Tim. And Tim ended up being our lead singer. This is when we were kind of 15-year-olds. And then things just chopped and changed, and we both ended up singing. And then we even got someone else in to sing for a while. But we just discovered that you start to know exactly the tone that the other person's going to bring to the tune, and you start to be able to add a perfectly equal tone on top of it or below it as in a harmony, and then your phrasing of words becomes exactly the same. You just can read each other really, really well, and so your harmonies can sound really, really tight. You can predict the way each other is going to say a word, and I would hate to be in a band without Tim now. And it's not only in our singing, it's in our musicianship. We can read each other so well, and all of the arguments and fights have got out of the way in our teenage years, so now we just kind of get on perfectly without even having to talk. We can just kind of look at each other and we know what each other is going to say or do.
Yeah.
Which helps in a band situation.
Oh, it's just wonderful to have in a band. Mm. I like to play the song, Why Do You Have To Go?
Okay.
It's a really good fun song. We often do this quite early on in a gig. And say a bit about the song, Sam.
I say this is a love song because I wrote it about when I first met my future wife. And it kind of just talks about a typical night in Hamilton. But the funny thing throughout me and my wife's early years, something that always happened is one of us would be around for a while and then one of us would have to leave. So I think on the first night we went out, I had to go home early. Then after a couple of months of going out, she went overseas. So I touch on that in the song, and then at the end of the song, we get married, and so we never have to leave anymore.
Okay, well, here comes Why Do You Have To Go. Love the drive of that. It's sort of like every time I hear it, I imagine all those kids dancing to that,
and singing along.
Great melodies you come up with, which is really cool.
Thank you.
And why do you have to go? Good tune to play, and it's got that neat banjo riff for all those banjo players just at the start. Good right hand pattern. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I have with me in the studio Sam Trenwith, who is my second son, and we're talking about the music that he and I play together, along with my third son, Tim, who sings tenor harmony and plays double bass. And when we played at Easter weekend, we had my oldest grandson, Tyler, playing percussion with us and played the kick drum and freed you up so you didn't have to play the kick drum at the same time as you're saying. And then we also had my oldest son, Jeremy, playing trombone, Sam's second son, Lee J, playing trumpet, and we had a ring-in, Brian Goodhall, playing trumpet, and then we had Nathan Lawrenson playing some keyboards.
Yeah, it was a huge bluegrass band.
That was a big bluegrass band. It was so exciting when the brass parts came in. And my youngest son, Michael, lives in Wellington and misses out on some of this, and he would love to be part of it, but a shout-out to him now. Also, a shout out to all the Access Radio people all around New Zealand. Thank you for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. It's aired on the various Access Radio stations at different times throughout the week after the first airing on Free FM 89.0 on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. And of course, you can listen to live streamed programs, or you can download it as a podcast from the Free FM website, freefm.org.nz. Hello to all the Access Radio people in Canada who are listening, the people at Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and also Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario. Thank you for listening. And the people on Bluegrass Planet Radio, I hope you're enjoying the interview and hearing about how we play bluegrass and similar musics down in the bottom end of the South Pacific Ocean.
Our own versions of
things. Now I'm going to play you a song that you're going to enjoy. This is another couple of brothers, the Gibson brothers, and this is could be a Waikato song. It's called Farm of Yesterday.
Songs on a hip radio. In a pickup truck behind the cows, driving them to pasture, how I miss those morning songs. Seated to the right hand of a hard working man, our backs against the border every day. Staring at the mountains to the south, I fill my mouth. The breakfast on that farm of yesterday. We'd see our mother's smile like the home place all the while, through good times and bad. Happy with her lot in life, proud to be a farmer's wife, makes me kind of sad. Think our father always felt times are tough and farming didn't pay. He should know we saw him as a king, and we still do, and memories of that farm of yesterday. They build them bigger now, they got more land, they got more cows. Maybe they have found a better way. It's hard to say. I miss that old farm of yesterday. Away, That farm of yesterday has not left me at home. I think memories make a man what he will always be, and I'm not sure what I am trying to say. But if there's anything that I can add to this old world, it's thanks to that old farm of yesterday. They build them bigger now, they got more land, they got more cows. Maybe they have found a better way. It's hard to say, but I miss that old farm of yesterday.
Nice song.
Very nice song.
Yeah, yeah, they do. They do great, and they write some good songs that could be a New Zealand song.
That
you
could,
know,
yeah,
Farm of
yeah.
Yesterday, yeah. Where you get in a discussion with people from just outside Hamilton, and they're talking about exactly the same things.
Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. Sam, we're going to do a song next. One called "Good Lord." Is it a gospel song?
Yeah, I think it is a good. It is a gospel song. Actually, it's just talking about how you need God in your life, and the devil's trying to kind of grab you the whole time and drag you down. But yeah, it's exactly that.
Okay, yep. let's hear this one. Good Lord.
1, 2, 3, 4. Straight to the heart. Who keeps on pushing me into that hole? Feels like I'm stuck in this ill-fitting hole. Whoa, 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 whoa. The devil is after my soul.
That felt good. Nathan Lauritsen on the bluegrass organ there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he sounds good.
Yeah. You get some great riffs in the songs. What's your business? Tell us about Music House.
So I'm a music teacher. When I left building around, when I was around about 25, and I kind of ended up teaching, and I loved it, and I just carried on teaching for a long time, and then I teamed up with a good mate of mine, Joe McNamara, and we decided to join forces as music teachers so we could expand a bit. So we've expanded into about 15 schools around the Waikato now, and we're teaching a whole lot of kids in schools and after school. So that's what the business is. It's constantly growing. We provide performance opportunities for kids in the form of concerts at their schools, and then we do one big concert for anyone that's intermediate age, which is kind of 11 and 12 year old kids, right, forming rock bands, and we put on a big concert for them called Band Slam. It's a competition where we find out who has the best rock band, and that's always been awesome. That's going to take up the next 10 weeks of my life.
Is it really? That. Okay, wow.
Yeah. So that's what we do. We teach kids music and try to give them opportunities to perform.
Yeah, and Ed, the music's anything from ukuleles, guitars, banjos. No, I teach the banjos. That's right.
Yeah, a bit of everything. Drums, guitar, piano, bass. We put rock bands together, vocals. Kind of, we try to do whatever. If anyone rings us up and says, hey, can you teach my child this? We will try and find someone that can teach them that.
You teach songwriting too, don't you?
A bit of songwriting, yep.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Excellent. Well, yeah. I mean, that is such a wonderful resource for the city of Hamilton to have. Mm. And I think it's really great. When I tell people about the music business that you're doing, they think, wow.
Interesting, because it's such a simple skill, but all you need is someone to show you how to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't work it out yourself. It's a little bit too complicated for that. So as long as there's a teacher there that can show you, kids can start to play music. Yeah.
We got to do another song, Love Me Always.
Yeah, I think that might be a good
one. Tell us about this one.
This one, it's probably more of a folky sounding song, features a bit of harmonica, and it's a love song. It's a love song from me to my partner, and just talking about our life together, really. It's fairly simple. We start our... almost every gig we start with this song, and it just seems to feel very nice. It's a real middle of the road song which just sets the pace for the rest of our gigs.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh,
me say, you need me say, you love me always. Say you want me, say you need me, say you love me always.
What we always do at the start of a gig, and it does set us off right. It's got a good rhythm feel.
It does, yeah. I think it's a comfortable sounding song, so people hear it and it feels comfortable for them to listen to.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm talking to Sam Trentworth, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's the big music store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. They can meet up with any of your musical needs. They can sell you a guitar, they'll sell you a banjo, Deering banjo, Martin guitar is what they'd like to sell you. But all sorts, from entry level to medium range to top of the range. All the accessories you could want, your strings, you better go there and get a new set of strings for your guitar for the next gig. All the people behind the counter are musicians. They're very helpful. They know what they're talking about. So go along and see Shearer's Music Works. They've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years. So really appreciate them being involved with Back Porch Bluegrass. What else do I need to say? Back Porch Bluegrass, that's on the fourth Sunday of the month. That's the jam session at Silverdale Normal School Hall. Morrinsville Country Music Club concert on the second Friday of the month at what was the Senior Citizens Hall. It's still the same hall, but it's now called the Rotary Community Hall. Go along there, you'll get a great concert on the second Friday of the month. Navarra Lounge, always something interesting happening there. Sometimes there's some bluegrass and acoustic music, but there's always something interesting happening. Go along and see the guys at Navarra Lounge. Sam, we're going to have a gospel song. With this, gospel music's always been an integral part of our lives and our music choices, and this is a song that I just love that you wrote. Strong Foundation. Anything to say about that?
Yeah, the song, I mean, just the title sums up what I think of our Christian faith, having a foundation in God all through our life has made me feel like everything's always going to be all right. I mean, despite things that come up in your life, we've always got this someone to turn to in God. So that's what this song is about.
Classic song, and I always enjoy playing it and even just hearing it. Strong Foundation.
Thank you. with water cool and green. And when I dive in, it washes me and gives me peace again. I need a strong foundation to carry me through life's stormy seas. And when the dark clouds gather and I can't see, it's you that carries me. I need a strong foundation to carry me through life's stormy seas. And when the dark clouds gather and I can't see, it's you that.
I do love that song, Sam. I think you did a great job writing that.
Oh, thank you. It's got a nice feeling about it.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to play a track for you from Del McCoury, Trainwreck of Emotion it is. But one of the main reasons I'm playing it is it's a father and his brother and two sons playing. Sounds like us, you know, except I don't have a brother. Yeah. You know, Del McCoury plays guitar, does lead vocals, and his brother Jerry plays bass, is a lovely performer. I've seen them play live.
Yeah.
Ron McCoury, his son plays mandolin, does a tenor part, and Rob McCoury plays banjo, Warren Blair on fiddle, and John Glick on fiddle. So this is a tune called Trainwreck of Emotion. Let's have a listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking back. I was headed down the wrong way on a one-way track. There must be a million chances that a fool could take. Well, this fool took everyone and never heeded the phrase. I'm a lion in the rubble, cinder smoke and ash. My heart's still pounding from the impact of the crash. I can see tomorrow's headline, heartbroken, blind devotion. Just another victim of a train wreck of emotion. Love was on the road. Faster and faster, I swear we left the ground. When that smoke cleared, she was nowhere to rest. I'm lying in the rubble, cinder smoke and ash. My heart's still pounding from the impact of the crash. I can see tomorrow's headline, heartbroken, blind devotion. Just another victim of a train wreck of emotion. Broken ash, my heart's still pounding from the impact of the crash. I can see tomorrow's headline, heartbroken, blind devotion. Just another victim of a train wreck of emotion.
Well, what did you think of that?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
They do good, and they're a great group to watch on stage with their dad playing guitar and the sons. Their sons are in their 30s or whatever, you know. And obviously, there is something special about the father and son combination, you know, which is probably what the kids like. Like when we're playing for a big mob of kids, they probably appreciate the fact that it's your dad playing music. You know?
Yeah. It's interesting because no one, in some ways, no one seems to say or think anything different. The fact that there's a there's an older guy on the stage or whatever, I think they respect it even more.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's
they liked it when Lijo was on the stage.
Oh yeah.
He got Lijo is 13 and he was playing trumpet in between Jeremy and Brian, and he got the biggest rave.
He did. His he said his people kept coming up to him for the rest of that Easter camp, just treating him like a mini rock star.
Yeah.
So it was cool for him.
Okay, very good. Sam, it's just about time. Thanks very much for talking to us. We're going to go out with a tune called Banjoing Along. That's what our CD is called. Tell people where they can get the CD.
You can find the music on Spotify if you search up The Trenwiths. I'm pretty sure it's also on iTunes if you search up The Trenwiths. I know that it's on a whole bunch of other kind of music streaming websites that I don't know all the names of. And you would have to contact Paul right here if you wanted a copy of the CD, and he can
you can contact freefm.org.nz and they forward any emails to me, and always do, and I can send you. We produced our own CDs, really. It's not with any company, and so it's a locally produced, very locally produced. And we do that because most people tend to get stuff so they can play it on their telephone. That doesn't appeal to me. Sam, we've got to go out with this tune, Banjoing Along, which is a absolutely brilliant tune. And you wrote this about your life, really.
Yeah, it is. When I think back on all the moments, and especially in music and in my life, there was always this particular sound that was just chipping along throughout everything, and that was the banjo. And so whether it was a rock song or a bluegrass song, or whether we were just watching TV at home or anything, I feel like there was always the sound of a banjo banjoing along, and it's been nothing but good memories for my life.
So. Great way to finish this show. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's Sam Trenwith and The Trenwiths, Banjoing Along.
my kids will be the ones who sing me songs. And I'll look to the sky with a sparkle in my eye as I sing. I'll hear the music in my mind. It's carrying me through life and my family singing songs and your band to lead along.